The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I am to eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, saying the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, Moses offered young bulls in sacrifice to God. Now, Jesus Christ offers himself, sheds his own blood as a living sacrifice to God for our redemption. We have a very fundamental question to face here. Is it all the same? Right now, we are living in a culture that says everything is the same. We call it diversity. It's all the same. Whatever you choose, whatever lifestyle you want to live, whatever you want to believe, it's all wonderful and good, and it must be celebrated. Is it the same? Offering bulls, offering a lamb, or the Son of God becoming man and offering himself on the cross? If it's all the same, then Christianity would be worthless. Why bother? Just do it any way. Have it your way. If it's all the same, it means that everything is really man-made. Man is at the center. Man invents everything, and since it's all an invention of man, it doesn't make any difference. Your idea is the same as somebody else's, as much as mine. But what is distinctive about the Judeo-Christian faith is that we believe that God the Father loves us so much that He wants us to know Him. And what is unique about the Christian faith is that we believe that in the fullness of time, the Father truly sent His Son, who revealed to us the truth about the Father. And He promised He will send us the Holy Spirit that will guide us into all truth. Now, we can't have it both ways. We either believe that this is true, that God speaks, and if He does, then His word is binding. It's not the same as any other thing. Now, let me be clear. We should respect the conscience of everyone. If some people still worship mountains, if some people still offer bulls in sacrifice, whatever other people believe, we should respect them. Because everyone is in a journey seeking in conscience the truth. Hopefully, they're seeking the truth. The tragedy of today is that we no longer believe there is any truth. And so we say, whatever anybody believes, even if they're opposing views, everything is okay. That means we have given up in the search for truth. Why did St. Paul went to all the nations proclaiming the gospel? He's very clear on this. He says, so that the pagans may come to true worship of God. He knew that they were seeking the truth. They were doing the best they knew. But on the way to Damascus, Paul came to know the Lord. He wasn't expecting that. He didn't make it up. Jesus came to him and floored him. The truth came to him. Sometimes people say, do you think that you own the truth? My response to that is, it's just the opposite. We, as Catholics, believe that the truth owns us. We are just earthen vessels. We have received a gift of which we are totally unworthy. But we have such a great responsibility. Because the Lord did not come just for a few. The Lord wants us to witness the truth to the whole world. And the truth transforms lives, makes us a new creation. That's why people can say and know it's the truth. When they met Paul, they knew he was a changed man. They could understand that the Holy Spirit was in him. In the early church, when they saw Christian marriages, Christian communities, they were so radically distinct from the pagan way of life, they knew God was there. And that's how they grew. And that's why people were not afraid of being persecuted or being tortured for the sake of the truth. Are you going to be persecuted and tortured for something that you don't even know if it's... Yeah, it's just my opinion, but it's all the same. All religions are the same. I'm not going to suffer for that. I'm only going to suffer if I have come to know the truth that is worth dying for. We need to pray to understand this because our whole life, our whole eternity hinges on this. Is the Lord Jesus Christ truly God who became man, who offered His life on the cross for our salvation? Is it true that when we come to Mass, by the work of the Holy Spirit, this bread becomes the body and the blood of Christ, truly in person, He's here, alive, so that we can receive it and be transformed? It is only by receiving in this faith the Eucharist that we allow the Lord to really change our lives, so that we are not swept by the current of diversity. Everything is the same. Have it your way. And we can stand fast with the Lord and the truth and witness to the world. The Lord, God, alone is God. Now, we deeply respect everyone. Christianity cannot be imposed. It would not be love. However, it must be witnessed to. Love must shine so that the world that is hungry for meaning and purpose can see the light. Let us ask ourselves, in what way can I say that I am really light in the world? My family, my community, are we seriously seeking to open our hearts to the Lord so that He can give us the strength to renounce the sin? So that our parishes, our communities, do not become simply social clubs where we feel good, where we have some kind of aura of religiosity, but intrinsically, basically, we are the same as everybody else, thinking and doing the same things. That cannot be. Christianity is not a cover-up, something of an appearance. Christianity transforms us to the center of our being. This is the work of God, the transformation that took place in all the saints, in all the centuries, and that now the Lord wants to work in each one of us. That is why coming to the Eucharist is such a drama of love. Because we come to die. By joining Jesus and His sacrifice, truly we believe that Calvary is truly happening now. How can that be? Because for God, there is no limits of time and space. And since He wanted each one of us to partake in Calvary, and we did not exist 2,000 years ago, He makes it present for us now so that we can join Him in His offering to the Father by giving ourselves completely as a living sacrifice, as St. Paul says to the Romans. And as we join the Lord and offer ourselves, the Lord can come into us and truly make us a new creation, capable of a new life, a renewal of our conscience, of our minds, the power of God in our hearts to live a new life. And so, this is the power of the Eucharist, encountering the living God who sacrificed for me. St. Paul said, He loved me and He gave Himself up for me. And this truth was so impacting, so powerful to him, that everything else he saw based on this light. That means he counted everything else as trash in comparison to having Christ. Everything else is good or not good if it relates, if it connects in Christ, in His purposes for my life. God at the center, and in Him, everything takes its place, its order. his function, his purpose. And we can say, how can I change? I am driven by these forces. I am driven by these habits, these patterns in my life that I can't get rid of. Of course you can't. That's why Jesus came. But come to the sacrifice with faith. Come to the sacrifice and say, Lord, apply the power of your cross into my life so that I can be free from this bondage that is running my life. This bondage of sin, of evil. We can't say, well, you know, everybody else is doing it. So what? Nobody's going to find out. I'll just go along and somehow I hope I get to heaven. No. The Lord wants to put to death this rebelliousness that is in our hearts and give us new life. And we need to help each other and pray for each other and support each other in this journey until we make it home to heaven. There is truth. There is grace. There is such a thing as sin and rebelliousness. And we know, or we need to know, where it is. The body and the blood of Christ given for our salvation as a sacrifice calls for a response. Nothing less than giving our own body and our own blood to the Lord to enter this covenant sealed in blood, to be family, to partake of divine life. Amen.